We did have one federal law in place, and that was the Family Medical Leave Act that provided 12 weeks of unpaid leave for qualifying events. However, with the existing framework, it really wasn't enough to address some of the unique concerns presented by COVID-19. So Congress enacted additional legislation, of course, the FFCRA. The FFCRA was signed by President Trump on March 18th, 2020, and it went into effect on April 1st. The act requires certain employers to provide employees with paid sick leave or expanded medical and family medical leave for specific reasons related to COVID-19. Right now, the act is set to expire on December 31st, 2020, and we'll see whether that act gets expanded depending on the status of COVID-19 in our country. So we want to start with the basics. So which employers are actually covered under the FFCRA? And this includes employers with fewer than 500 employees. And so really what we're looking at are kind of the smaller businesses when we're talking about paid sick leave. Now, small businesses with fewer than 50 employees may qualify for an exemption. And essentially what those small businesses have to demonstrate is that the providing the paid benefits under the FFCRA would jeopardize the financial viability of the entity as a going concern. The Department of Labor has issued some additional explanation as to what that would mean in order to provide that exemption. Essentially, however, these businesses aren't required to submit anything to the Department of Labor to make this election. However, they do need to be prepared to identify the reasons why they would be unable to provide the leave benefits under the FFCRA. So really, what did the FFCRA change? Well, there's three main things. Number one, it enacted the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. And second, it amended the Family Medical Leave Act that originally only provided for unpaid leave to include now paid leave for certain reasons. And then also it created a tax credit for employers who were providing the benefits under the FFCRA. So I want to kind of break these down in each bucket. So let's start with the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. Which employees are eligible for the Emergency Paid Sick Leave? So it's all employees who are eligible regardless of how long they've been employed. So even if they've been employed for 2 days and they meet the eligibility requirements, they are covered under the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. There's no warm-up period for this leave entitlement. And they are, for full-time employees, they're entitled up to 80 hours maximum. And for part-time employees, it's the average number of hours they would typically work in a two-week period. Now, one key exemption in this all employees is that the statute actually allows employers to exempt healthcare provider employees from this leave entitlement. So if you have employees working in medical offices, hospitals, doctor's offices, clinics, those employers can actually be exempted from the requirements of FFCRA. However, the Department of Labor has cautioned employers to elect this exemption very judiciously. Essentially, they don't want employers to put their employees at risk of continuing to spread the virus. So while that exemption is available, it is advised to use that very cautiously. So when can an employee take paid leave under the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act? There are six key reasons, and essentially it's if the employee is unable to work or telework, if the employee is subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19, they've been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine related to COVID-19. And this is important because sometimes I've had employers call me and they said, well, my employee called me and they said they're experiencing COVID-like symptoms, but they haven't gone to go get tested. They haven't sought advice of a medical provider. And they are just unilaterally electing to self-isolate and the employer is wondering whether they are required to provide this employee paid leave under this act. And the answer is actually no. An employee does not have the right to just unilaterally say, you know, I feel like I have a sore throat and I have a fever, but I'm not going to go to a doctor. I'm not going to get a diagnosis. I'm not going to seek medical attention. So I'm just going to isolate myself for 14 days and continue to get paid. The Department of Labor has clarified that the leave needs to be on the isolation. I'm sorry, needs to be on the advice of a medical care provider. The third reason why an employee may be eligible to take paid leave is because they are experiencing COVID symptoms and they're seeking a medical diagnosis. Again, it's that second part, they're seeking the medical diagnosis, that's important to remember. Another reason is they're caring for an individual who's subject to an isolation order, like the one described in number one or number two. They're caring for a child whose school or place of care has been closed due to COVID-related reasons, or the individual is experiencing other substantially similar conditions, which are conditions that the Department of Labor and the Department of Health have outlined as qualifying reasons to take paid leave.